Hello, I'm Douglas Kretz, and welcome to Startup Stories. We're talking to the newest entrepreneurs working on the newest projects with help from Microsoft. And today I'm talking to Elliot, who is the CEO of AdYapper. What is AdYapper, and what does it do, just to get started on the point?
So we like to say, have you heard the old advertising saying that goes, I know half my advertising is wasted, I just don't know what half?
Right.
So ads that people pay for, they may be very expensive, very flashy, using the best agencies in the world. If they're not seen, they can't work.
Right.
So what our technology does in real time is lets our customers know if their ads are seen or if they're not seen, by how many people, and all kinds of good stuff on top of that.
So it seems like a very brave thing to go after the ad industry. Where did this idea come from, and how did it get born?
So my background is in user experience design. I used to work for the Tribune Company for a number of years, and then did consulting for a lot of major agencies in Chicago for a number of years after that. So I took a real deep dive into advertising, both from the publisher perspective and also from the agency perspective, which gave me a great view into not only agencies, but ad networks, and then the end clients that we were serving. And it just seemed like there were so many pains as far as not having access to data. The agencies didn't have access to the right data, the clients didn't have access to the right data, and also trying to extract it or communicate it from one party to the other. Everybody has a vested interest in it, one way or the other, and it made communication really difficult. So it seemed like there was some way to optimize this whole process and then also dredge up some existing data or some new data to make things a lot better. But that's the long, glossy side of it. The truth is...
Tell us the truth.
Well, the truth is we did take that approach, and our first stab at correcting that problem was AdYapper was a way for consumers to freely comment on any ad in the world, anytime, anywhere. And we gave brands the ability to solicit those comments through their ads. And that's great, we still count that as a feature, but what we were getting from our clients, and this is direct feedback from clients day in and day out, was that a lot of the other data that we were collecting that we weren't paying much attention to was turning out to be immediately relevant to these folks. And then on top of that, just through experimentation and spending months picking away at different things, we came up with literally the industry's best viewability technology that we're patenting now. And we had that, and we had this beautiful data, and we're all product people and we love pleasing our customers. And so, you know, the yapping part of AdYapper was an important thing to me, and I was really passionate about it. So there was an entrepreneurial process there of recognizing that sometimes you have to let a little piece of your vision go to really realize the full potential of your company. And we sort of made a little pivot and haven't looked back. And you know, now we're just written up in Forbes at the top of the conversation as far as ad viewability. So, you know, it's really exciting for us because every day we're just so focused on our customers and developing our product against what their real life pain points are. That, you know, they're leading the way for us, and we're just trying to accommodate them the best we can.
So from a practical perspective, is it a type of dashboard? Is it an analytics engine? I mean, how do you describe it to your clients?
So it is a real-time cloud-based platform. Thank you, Microsoft and Azure. So we have both dashboards that clients interface with, as well as a real-time API. So they can input and output data in real-time. They can do real-time bidding. They can have beautiful automated reports that are presented on dashboards for senior management, for agencies, ad networks, publishers. It's a really interesting, far-reaching platform. So we built the core on the Azure platform, which has been really helpful for us.
Why does that help? I mean, why would you choose to put something in the cloud? Why would you choose to work with Microsoft? Have you had experience with it before? As a founder of anything else, or is this
sales
for you?
Yeah, so our whole engineering team has a history with Microsoft. And because we're an advertising analytics company, we're processing billions and billions of ads every single day through our servers. And so when we have a new client sign up that could be a major brand or a major ad network, we have to be able to scale at a moment's notice. So there's absolutely no way we could do it managing our own systems. Mm-hmm. So that's where, you know, somebody like Microsoft and Azure can come in, especially with sort of a global footprint.
So let's go through your history a little bit. You have started a company before, right? It was a online book trading engine. Can you describe what this was and how you started it?
Yeah, it was called Swap Simple. It was a way for college kids to trade textbooks with each other. You know, you sell your book back to the bookstore, they give you peanuts in return, and then they sell it to the kid behind you for basically full price. So we figured there was a way to solve that.
Yeah.
So that was a great adventure.
Did that work?
It was a good adventure for about 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So you were actually able to run that business.
Oh yeah.
But you got out. Why did you get out?
I think just the textbook industry was evolving, and it's a real competitive marketplace. And just as technology was evolving, there were so many other interesting things going on.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed like making a move to a few other ideas was a good choice.
So far, I've picked out that you've gone through two startups. You're on your second one. This may be more than one, but
well, there are two startups that I speak of.
You speak of, yeah. The other ones are secret, and
exactly, yeah. We don't talk about
those. But in both of those startups, you're attacking an industry or tackling an industry that is extremely rooted in a very specific type of practice. So there's textbooks, which is very rooted in buy and sell, trade and move. It's like a distribution system that's completely locked down by the incumbents.
Yeah.
Same thing with advertising. I imagine that when you're working on this advertising program, this really rankles the hides of brand agencies, digital marketers, advertising agencies, but it may help them as well. So how do you approach this space? Like when you go to your customers, first of all, who are they and what do you tell them?
So it's really great for us because we sell our product across the media landscape. So brands, agencies, publishers, trading desks, everybody has a use for our technology. It is a really entrenched old marketplace. There are a lot of very big players in the space, but I think that's what really creates the opportunity for a company like us. You know, we have some of the best technical minds, some of the best product people in the world working for me, you know, on our team, and being able to leverage those skills, those talents, all that energy in a real small setting where we can execute super fast.
So in your fantasy of like what this would do for the industry, what does the industry look like once AdYapper becomes pervasive in the way that people buy and sell advertising or look at advertising?
Yeah, so the key for us is bringing dollars to digital. Digital marketing seems like it's everywhere, but it's really young. You know, it's been around for 9 years, something like that, 10 years. Tools like us, I think I see bringing a lot of transparency to the industry. And when you look at these major brands that are only spending maybe 5-10% of their marketing budget on digital, having tools available like ours that give them real-time feedback, transparency, they do it in a way that's easily accessible across their entire organization, and then actually giving these efficiency tools to everybody in the ecosystem is just going to bring the transparency necessary to get those dollars into digital. People are going to feel a lot more comfortable.
So let's go back to something about where this idea got born, and let's go to the fact that, number one, your company has got funding. $1.2 million. You went to Techstars. Can you tell me about the Techstars experience? We were talking earlier about this, and I think what you were saying was great about what you thought the accelerator program was worthwhile for you, why it was worthwhile. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we did get into Techstars. It was great. One of 11 companies that were accepted out of 1,700 for the New York program, so it was a great bit of news for us to share with folks. But, you know, I was a little skeptical of the Techstars process at first. You know,
you thought it was some snake oil?
It's hyped up. You know, you see their name absolutely everywhere. So there was a little concern on my part as well, you know, whether or not that was real. But also the other thought was, when you're in a small business, there's so much competition already that being put into sort of a pressure cooker with a bunch of other companies that then I was concerned about competing with, like unnecessarily competing with or artificially competing with, just seemed like something that maybe we didn't want to spend a lot of energy on.
So unnecessarily competing with them because why? The marketplace is crowded or because they're all just lumped into tech startups?
So what I was concerned with was that we were all going to be competing internally inside of Techstars for resources, and you know, a few were going to shine and a few were going to fall. But I have to say, to Techstars' credit, from day one, I don't know how they manage this, but it's literally like being adopted into a family. And I think that has been the strongest selling point for Techstars. Like, you talk to any founder that's been through the program, and immediately it's like plugging a giant jack into this huge repository of information and mentors. And I mean, it really is a giant family.
Yeah.
So you
got the benefit of actually having really strong partners. And speaking of partners, I'd like to ask about your experience with Microsoft, because in Chicago, you've been working with Microsoft to help build up this network that you're building, this platform. Was it something similar here where you figured you had close connection to really strategic partners, or how was that experience?
Yeah, so our whole engineering team is a .NET engineering team. But you know, doing a big analytics play like this takes a lot of firepower. And we certainly did not have the resources necessary to get this thing off the ground with the speed that we actually needed to come to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. So the BizSpark program, BizSpark Plus, with Azure and whatnot, really able to get our foot in the door into the industry.
Yeah.
And, you know, having Microsoft there 24/7 helping us through the process. Yeah. Like, we've actually been interfacing with, you know, the top engineers on the Azure platform.
That's pretty cool.
They've been tweaking features for us. Yeah. And, you know, I can honestly say without you guys, we probably wouldn't have been able to do this.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And just more specifically, when it comes to the Azure benefits that you got, you're mm-hmm. able to host on the Azure platform mm-hmm. and actually build your infrastructure on that really fast.
Yeah.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, I mean, we could build at lightning speed. When we sign up a major client, we can fire up as many servers as we need. We've never had a deliverability issue at all. So, you know, we're absolutely 100% pleased, and we're excited about seeing what we can do in the future.
And what do you think is going to happen with AdYappers in the future? Is AdYapper, sorry, I put the S on there.
Oh, well, yeah, we are a bunch of AdYappers. So.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen in the future for your company?
You know, we're just trying to do the best job we can right now as far as being a real authoritative, independent source for measurement in the industry, leading the charge on this viewability technology. And we're just going to continue along that path as best we can.
So having gone through all this process, do you have advice for startups who want to start their own thing, their own challenging project?
Yes, I got a few bits of advice. You can't do it by yourself. So if you're married or girlfriend, boyfriend, partner, whatever it is, they really have to be behind you 100%. So you got to figure that out first. Another thing that I would say is, you really have to be fearless. And I don't mean fearless as being crazy. I mean fearless as going into the office every day and not worrying about everything that can go wrong, because that will slow down your decision-making process. It'll get in the way of a lot of business deals. It'll mess up relationships with your team. And so you have to be okay with making mistakes on a daily basis. And then, you know, you learn from the mistake, and you go on. It's not the end of the world. I've never seen a mistake that's been the end of the world. And then the final thing that I've learned that I think is most important over the last probably 10 years was go with your gut, especially when it comes to hiring. There's just something about human nature where I think when you're sitting in the room with somebody and all the numbers and all the checkboxes might line up and everything might be checked off in full, but if that there's a little tickle in your gut, don't do it. You know, you really got to be comfortable with trusting your gut. So, I mean, those are the few little words of wisdom I can offer. And just do it.
Cool. Well, I wish you luck, and I thank you for spending your few minutes with us.
Well, thank you very much, too.
You're welcome.